Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, October 9th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, the candidates for governor debate a second time and a closer look at education in the governor's race. Governor Mark Dayton used his second campaign debate to propose a major new tax increase. He did it in Moorhead last night on stage with his Republican opponent Jeff Johnson and Hannah Nicolet from the Independence Party. Tom Scheck was at the debate and has this report.
After saying up until this point in the campaign that he had no plans to raise taxes in a second term, Dayton said he would propose putting a sales tax on gasoline to raise money for road and bridge projects. Dayton floated the idea right at the start of the debate when the candidates were asked for specifics about what they would do if elected.
Make a specific proposal including a sales tax on gasoline that will raise close to the $6.5 million, billion dollars that we're short for transportation funding over the next 10 years.
Dayton has said in the past the state can't maintain the current transportation system without new revenue, but never outlined a specific plan. He also said anyone suggesting transportation needs can be met with existing funds isn't being honest. But his opponents, Republican Jeff Johnson and Independence Party candidate Hannah Nicolet, say they think they can find money in the existing budget. Johnson said the state should dedicate more money to road and bridge projects by focusing less on trains and bike lanes. He criticized Dayton for not making transportation a priority during the last 4 years.
We had the biggest tax increase in state history, and we're saying we don't have enough money to fill potholes. That's nuts. We are all of focus, all of the energy on transportation these last couple of years has been on everything but roads and bridges.
Nicolet said she thinks the focus has been too much on light rail at the expense of roads and bridges. However, she said she'd be willing to raise the gas tax if she can't find the money elsewhere. Transportation was just one of the issues where the three candidates disagreed during the 90-minute debate. On the budget, Johnson said he'd hire an outside auditor to look at ways to cut spending. He also suggested he'd cut Dayton's income tax increase and the state's corporate income tax, but has yet to provide specifics about how he'd make up for the lost revenue. Instead, he said his tax plan would be low, broad, and simple.
And the key word of those three is low. They're too high in this state. And you can look at almost any of the taxes, and they're probably too high. But I would start by looking at the corporate tax and the income tax, but also following up to see if there's anything we need to change on the sales tax or the property tax.
Low, broad, and simple is not a tax policy. It's a slogan.
Dayton said Johnson should provide specifics on where he'd cut spending if he cut the income tax or corporate tax.
Tell us tomorrow, whenever, where you're going to cut $1.2 billion, real money from the state budget, education, human services, health care, because you want to repeal that tax increase on the rich. Tell us where you're going to make the cuts.
Nicolet said she'd eliminate the state's corporate tax to help encourage businesses to invest in Minnesota. On education, Nicolet and Johnson criticized Dayton for not placing a greater priority on rural school districts. Johnson said Minneapolis receives more state aid than rural schools. He said he'd work to change what he called a complicated state funding formula.
I've got a bias when it comes to K-12 education funding to move as much as possible to that per pupil formula so that a student is a student.
Johnson also said he'd push for more school choice and for a law that allows parents to vote to leave struggling schools. Dayton said his budget pays for statewide all-day kindergarten and that he increased funding for schools. He criticized Johnson for cutting school spending during his time as a legislator.
So your record doesn't support your concern for education, except that you go back to the same tired proposals that have been around for the last decade, vouchers and parental triggers, etc.
Johnson said school funding went up when he was in the legislature. In 2003, however, he voted to freeze the funding formula and made cuts to some programs outside the regular classroom, such as early childhood and family education. The three candidates also disagreed over funding for the Viking Stadium. Nicolet said the $1 billion stadium passed under Dayton's leadership should not have been a priority.
When I see us paying for a stadium, I think we must have all of our needs taken care of, right, as a state? And yet, half of our roads are over 50 years old in need of repair.
Johnson also said the stadium deal was mishandled, suggesting Dayton bungled it.
The whole thing's been a debacle, from Governor, you not knowing that there were seat licenses in there and expressing outrage at that, even though it was in the bill that you signed, to the fact that we didn't seem to know that the Wilfs had legal problems when we signed that bill, to, of course, the funding has just, it's been a disaster from the start.
Dayton defended the stadium. He said the NFL and Vikings owners threatened to move the team if they didn't get a new stadium. He said he got the best deal for the state.
Tell those 7,500 people who are going to be working on this project and are now, 38% of whom are men and women of color, that this project is a debacle. You know, it's easy to sit on the sidelines having had nothing to do with it and take pot shots. But the fact is, we didn't dictate this agreement. The Vikings held the upper hand.
All three candidates expressed support for a new oil pipeline to run across Minnesota to help alleviate the number of oil trains coming across the state from North Dakota. But they disagree on the details. Dayton said he supports the Sandpiper pipeline in theory, but said it first needs a thorough review by the Public Utilities Commission.
The pipeline route proposed by Enbridge goes through some of the most ecologically sensitive and inaccessible areas of northwestern and northern Minnesota. So people want to say, well, speed it up and ram it through so we can satisfy people who want to transport oil through Minnesota and make money on the East Coast is not something that I would agree to.
Well, Governor, you can't say you want it to happen because your administration is trying to kill it.
Johnson countered that Dayton's appointees to the Public Utilities Commission are the reason the pipeline has been delayed. He said Dayton is at fault.
We do have a process to get through, but it seems like we are slow walking that process in order to kill the thing.
Dayton bristled at Johnson's characterization, saying he has no say over the decisions PUC commissioners make after he appoints them to their six-year terms. Johnson and Dayton did agree that they would oppose legalizing marijuana. Nicolet, however, supports it. She said the state spends too much money punishing people for nonviolent drug offenses.
It's a waste of resources. The societal cost is too much. We spend $456 million on our prison system in Minnesota, and to the extent that anybody is sitting in a cage for a nonviolent drug offense, that is a waste of a cage.
The candidates are scheduled to debate again next week in Duluth. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News, Moorhead.
Now a closer look at the education issue in the governor's race. Both Governor Dayton and Republican Jeff Johnson list education among their top priorities. But that's where the similarity ends. This year's campaign has highlighted sharp differences between the two on what needs to be done for schools and students. Tim Pugmire reports.
When Mark Dayton ran for governor in 2010, he pledged to increase state money for public schools every year without exceptions or excuses. As he runs for a second term, Dayton points to his delivery of that funding promise as one of his key accomplishments in the past 4 years. In a recent interview, the governor said he wants to spend even more on schools.
The per pupil formula is one I'd like to continue to increase, so we gradually shift the burden off of the additional reliance on property taxes, which has dominated education funding over the previous decade, and provide a more stable source through state revenues that are going to keep pace with inflation and hopefully improve upon that so that schools can do more and taxpayers and property taxpayers carry less of the burden.
Dayton's Republican opponent is not willing to make the same pledge. Jeff Johnson said he's not making any specific spending promises. But Johnson told reporters last week that funding increases for schools usually come in every two-year budget, regardless of who's governor.
I would be shocked if we don't increase education funding every biennium, because that's what we do in Minnesota.
The way Johnson sees it, the current state funding formula has grown too complex, with requirements and weightings that favor specific schools, students, and programs. Johnson explained in a recent interview that his goal is to give local school leaders more flexibility in how they spend their state funding.
The closer we can get to a kid as a kid, the better, knowing that there obviously are some differences in different parts of the state. But we mandate so much and we attach so many strings at the state level to how school districts and schools spend their money. I think we should be going in the other direction.
Johnson's been on the defensive lately about his commitment to school funding. Democrats insist that he voted to cut it as a state legislator. Johnson denies the charge. He points out that overall spending on schools increased every year he was at the Capitol. However, he voted in 2003 for a bill that froze the funding formula and made cuts to some programs outside the regular classroom, such as early childhood and family education. Johnson has frequently criticized Dayton for working too closely with Education Minnesota, the statewide teachers union. He claims that relationship prevents needed changes, such as teacher tenure reform, that could help narrow the state's persistent achievement gap.
I don't say every problem in education has to do with the union, of course not, but I do think that there are areas where we need to make dramatic changes, especially in our failing school districts. And the leaders of the teachers union are unwilling to make those changes, and the governor is unwilling to stand up to them.
On the campaign trail, Governor Dayton has been highlighting last year's funding boosts for all-day kindergarten and early childhood education. He recently told reporters that he thinks those initiatives will make great strides toward narrowing the achievement gap. Dayton also accused Johnson of using the issue as a political weapon to bash public education.
That's not what kids who are in disadvantaged situations need. They need all the adults to be working cooperatively and constructively together to decide what's best for them and to carry that out.
Dayton said much of his education focus in a second term would be on making sure all-day kindergarten and other new initiatives are working effectively throughout the state. He said one new emphasis would be on vocational training in schools to make sure students are better aware of future career opportunities. Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.